Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to Chill Out, and thank you for every time you recommend this free relaxing resource to friends, family, on social media. You are my marketing department, and I appreciate you from the very bottom of my heart. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can start communicating with a licensed professional therapist in under 48 hours. And it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. They have a broad range of expertise available. And I loved the counselor that I had the opportunity to work with. She was definitely very committed, attentive, and I felt like it was really easy to open up to her. I love the ease of using BetterHelp. My son loves the ease and the connection as well. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Special offer for Meditation Minis listeners, get 10% off your first month. Visit betterhelp.com/minis. That's betterhelp.com/minis and start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. And with that, close your eyes or stare at a spot and begin your process by taking 3 deep breaths in through your nose. Hold it at the top for a moment and then let it go out of the mouth, maybe even with a full sigh. And then 2 more, breathing in through the nose, holding at the top for a moment and exhaling through your mouth. And your final breath in and out now. And as you begin to settle in, if you find it helpful to stretch or wiggle a bit, that's fine. Do that now for the next couple of moments, and then give yourself permission to allow your body, your mind, your emotions to just settle in for the next few minutes. And first, what might be helpful to do is just to turn your attention to your breathing. And what are the different meanings that you give your breathing? Do you often judge your breathing for not being deep enough or calm enough or being too quick or too shallow? Or do you not notice your breathing and then have thoughts and feelings about that too? There's no right or wrong. Breathing might not be your thing. Maybe you notice more the meaning that you give to people around you or situations, or what somebody said or did and how we interpret that. Imagine that you're walking down the street and it's one of those city streets with the buildings very close up on the sidewalks. And you're walking down towards the corner intersection and as you're just about 10 feet from that corner, somebody comes around the corner very quickly. They look at you and they just kind of make this like, ugh, little sound and look on their face, just ugh, and they walk on by you. Imagine if that had happened, the things you might think in that moment, like, who is that person? Why are they acting like that? Why don't they like me? What did I do? Or perhaps just before they came around the corner, they actually stubbed their toe, and what we took as them being like, like they're disgusted or frustrated with us, a person that they don't even know, was actually them going, my toe hurts. That was frustrating. I wish it didn't happen. We give meaning to everything, and that meaning colors what we perceive. And so take a deep breath And if any of these ideas are bringing up any kind of tension in you or a voice that says, that's not right, that's not possible, just notice that too. And maybe give it a little hug. Because curiosity and a commitment to curious openness, there's so much freedom in that practice. Take a deep breath and imagine yourself stepping into curiosity, possibility, openness. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to imagine a practice that I invite you to do today and perhaps even every day for the next week. And just continue to relax here with your eyes closed and imagine yourself doing the practice. And then when you open your eyes today, I invite you to actually do it. And it goes like this. Looking around your room, your house, look at things. And say to yourself, I give that thing meaning, and what meaning am I giving it? And what I mean by that is this. Maybe there's a picture from your past, and you see the picture, and you say to yourself, I give that photo meaning, and the meaning I give it is. Maybe it's longing. Maybe it's connection. Maybe there's some guilt or sadness there. Maybe it is true happiness. Looking around, especially at the sentimental objects. And then looking around at the ideas, the beliefs. I give meaning to that meme that I see on Facebook. And the meaning I give it is. And this week, just really working with owning the meaning that you give the things around you. There's nothing right. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing good. There's nothing bad. What meaning do you give to each of your relationships? Because in that meaning are expectations. And I'm not saying that expectations are wrong or meanings are wrong. I'm inviting you to really explore in a mindful way that you give meaning to everything that happens in your life, every object, every interaction, every ideal. And then to own the actual meaning, that underlying feeling that you're giving it. I give meaning to that cup, and the meaning I give it is warmth, welcoming, morning, because it's my coffee cup, and that's what I associate with it. I'm getting ready now to open your eyes, and this really is a mindfulness practice. So doing it mindfully for the next 3 to 5 minutes of your day, and maybe even checking in a couple times throughout the day to remember, to be aware, to notice, and to own it. Preparing yourself now to open your eyes. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with me today. If you haven't yet visited meditationminis.com and signed up for notifications, consider doing so today. Thank you so much for being a listener. Create an amazing day.